Yeah, unfortunately, it's not been great news in the sense of he's going to be out for a number of weeks with the ankle. The one good bit is it's not broken. We're relieved of that, but he's got some bad swelling in there, and it's going to take time, which is a shame for the boy because you know he got in and as a result of Sam getting injured and was staking a claim to keep the jersey himself. So a little bit disappointing for him, but. I think that is quite ironic because the last four games I had to change two goalkeepers through injuries, which, you know, it's unheard of, really. And the other times I've got to make substitutions in the first half. So we're just having that kind of spell at the moment. But we're fortunate that Sam's back this week.
It was a bizarre incident that led to it, wasn't it? There was absolutely no sense that anything was going to happen.
No, he made the save. And I think as he made the save, he wanted to get up and quickly get the ball back in play. And as he got up quickly, I think he just went over his ankle. His foot got stuck underneath him. And as a result, he tried to play on, but he couldn't. I thought young Miles did ever so well coming on. You know, it's great to have someone that young as a backup. You know, as he starts the season as a number three and now quickly finds himself as a number two. But I thought when he went on, he showed a lot of confidence and looked a proper goalkeeper in the goal. And I was delighted with that.
Has Phil Horner given you the exact diagnosis, what the actual terminology of what Dean has got is?
A messed up ankle, so I don't know. It's probably the best terminology for me and you.
Ligaments,
ankle ligaments, ankle ligaments.
Any other injury issues? We talked about Danny Pugh last week. Has he made progress?
Yeah, it's an irritating one, that, for Danny. It really is at the moment. His bone bruising, he wants to do everything and join him, but he's just not quite there yet, so that's getting really frustrating at the moment. But yeah, we just have to give it time. It's probably one of the worst injuries in football, bone bruising, because there's nothing you can do with it. You just got to let it settle down.
Everyone expects when you get a bruise that it'll be done and dusted in a couple of days, don't they?
It's a real shame for him and for us, but we'll keep working with him and keep trying to keep his spirits up, because he's an important member of the squad.
What's the overriding feeling last week when you look back on it now a few days later?
It's been very similar to how we felt throughout the season, in the sense of we have great opportunities to take the lead and great opportunities to score. We haven't been clinical enough. And then, like I say, with the substitutions, some of the things that are happening to us at this moment in time are quite, well, if you were neutral, it's quite... quite funny. If you're involved in it, it's not. So, like, that's what I mean. The last four games, I've had to make substitutions that you just don't see coming. We've missed two penalties this season. You look at some of the goals that we've conceded, where it hits the bar and drops to the lad, and the goal is in the back of the net. And that's just the way it's gone. But that said, I looked back at the game, and our players showed an enormous amount of spirit and character to keep going and keep believing. And they found themselves a goal down to a wonder goal, but they stuck at it. To score in the last minute, I think, tells you a lot about teams, tells you a lot about people. And that's been the really massive positive for me, that these lot don't know when they're beaten. And this run of bad luck, shall we call it, will change because of the amount of effort that they're putting in.
In terms of the penalties, people miss penalties. Yeah, that's a way of the world, isn't it? To have missed two out of two this season, you can't replicate them in training to any magnitude, can you?
Not really. The lads themselves will take penalties messing about before they start training or at the end of training and practice them. But like you say, on the actual game day, it's completely different. A lot's been made of the Cambridge goalkeeper saving them this year, so fair play to him. But like you say, it's easy. Hindsight's a wonderful thing to say, well, why was he taking it? Because he missed. If he scored, they don't say, why was he taking it? It's just one of those things, like you say.
Do you have a look at the list of candidates again now?
No, I think there's always candidates to want to take it. I think Danny would, knowing Danny how he is, he'd want to take the next one himself as well. But those that want to take it Monday to Friday are great. It's the ones that want to take it on a Saturday that quickly go disappearing. But no, it's, like you say, I have every confidence in Danny if he was to take the next one.
Does he just need a goal at the moment to just really kickstart his season a little bit?
Well, I think you have to look at his overall contribution as well. He takes up some great positions. He's got wonderful technique, and he's found himself, like you say, in the last couple of games, getting into some great goal-scoring positions. And, you know, like every forward player, they always want goals, and that just gives them a little boost. And he probably feels that that's something that he can do. But I think that he also plays a massive contribution to the team as well.